Welcome back. Today we're dialing in something that jungle heads instantly recognize. Impact. That reload moment when the sound hits and everything feels like it just got louder, even if the meters barely moved. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12, stock devices only, aiming straight at old school jungle and raga elements, shouts, horns, sirens, little one-shot announcements that make a drop feel dangerous. Here's the big idea before we touch a device. Impact is contrast management, not just volume. It's the transient, the weight, the bite, and the space around the hit. In raga jungle, the dry hit is usually short and forward, and the space is something you throw on for drama, not something you leave on permanently. By the end, you'll have three things: a reusable raga hit processing chain for punch and grit, two throw effects returns for classic jungle space, and a simple one-bar pre-drop impact template that works basically every time. First, session setup. Put your tempo in the 160 to 170 range. I'm going to sit at 165 BPM. Now get a little swing happening. Open the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 Swing 57. Don't go crazy. Apply it lightly. Timing around 10 to 20%, random just a tiny bit, like 2 to 5%. Jungle needs movement, but you still want the drop to land like a hammer. Quick gain staging target so your impact tools actually work. Individual hits peaking roughly minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Your drum busts around minus 6. And try to keep the master peaking around minus 6 before any final limiting. If everything's already slamming into the red, your impact chain just turns into damage control. Now let's build a raga element track. Create a MIDI track and drop simpler on it. Drag in a one-shot, a rewind, a selector, a bow, a horn stab, or a siren hit. In simpler, set it up like a punchy one-shot instrument, classic mode voices to one, so it's mono and consistent trigger on, so the sample plays through even if your MIDI note is short. Now the envelope. This is huge for impact. Attack basically at 0, maybe 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay somewhere like 150 to 400 milliseconds, depending on the sample. Sustain all the way down, minus infinity, because we want it shaped like a hit, not a held note. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. That little release helps avoid clicks but keeps it tight. Warp. Leave it off if it's a clean one shot. If you really need to tighten timing, use beats mode, but keep it short and controlled. Placement tip. Classic jungle. Put the vocal or horn on beat 4 of the bar before the drop, or put it on the end of 3 to push into the downbeat. That tiny anticipation is half the excitement. Now we build the impact chain on that simpler track. The order matters because we want punch first, grit controlled, then dynamics, then stereo safety. First device, EQ8. This is where we stop the raga hit from bullying the low end, and we aim the energy where it reads loud. Set a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 90 and 150 Hz. If it's a vocal, you can go higher. If it's a horn and you want some chest, you might go lower, but be careful. Then cut mud, around 250 to 450 Hz, pull it down 2 to 5 dB, medium Q. This is the why does my mix suddenly feel cardboard zone. Then add bite, a gentle boost around 2 to 4.5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. That's where shouts and horns speak. If it needs a little lift, add a high shelf at 8 to 10 kHz. Very small. Not every sample wants air. Sometimes old school impact is mid-forward and slightly rough, not shiny. Teacher tip. If you're not sure where the bite is, drop spectrum after EQ8 temporarily. Look for the intelligibility peak, usually 2 to 5 kHz, and boost just a touch. Then carve nearby clutter instead of boosting everything. Next, saturation for urgency. You've got two stock choices. Roar for character, saturator for simple. Let's do roar for that jungle aggression. Pick tube or distort. Drive around 8 to 18%. Start at 12. If the hit is dull, tilt the tone slightly brighter. And keep the mix in parallel, around 40 to 70%. Parallel is the secret, because you get attitude without murdering the transient. If you're using saturator instead, drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. And adjust output so it's roughly the same loudness when you toggle it off and on. If you don't level match, you'll always choose louder, not better. Extra coach note, don't let saturation decide your EQ. If roar makes it fizzy, it usually means there's too much 4 to 10 kHz going into it. Put a gentle shelf down or a soft low pass before the drive, then add brightness back after if needed. Next up, drum bus. Yes, even on a vocal or a horn. We're using it like a transient shaper with attitude. Set drive around 2 to 6. Crunch very low, like 0 to 15%. Boom usually off. If your horn is thin and your mix has space, You can try Boom at 10 to 20% and put the frequency around 120 to 180 Hz, but watch your sub and kick. This is where people accidentally ruin their drop. Now the main impact knob. Transient. Push it up. Maybe plus 10 to plus 35. This is the it jumps out the speaker control. If you go too far you'll get clicky and annoying, but in jungle, a little extra snap is often exactly the point. Now compression. This is not the flatten it stage. This is just peak control. Use Ableton compressor. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so the crack gets through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes naturally. Set threshold, so you're getting about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you set the attack too fast, you're literally grabbing the transient, and then you'll wonder why it doesn't feel impactful anymore. In jungle, the transient is the message. Now utility for width and mono safety. If it's a mono shout, keep width low. You can even go full mono. That's how you get that center of the room authority. If it's a horn or siren with stereo content, you can go wider like 80 to 120%, but be cautious. And if you've got bass mono available, set it around 120 Hz so anything low stays stable. Quick habit that will save you. Put a utility on the master and toggle mono while you place your raga hits. If the hit gets smaller in mono, reduce width on the source, or do your whitening after a high pass so the low mids don't smear. Now we create the classic jungle space, but as throws, return track A, raga verb throw, drop hybrid reverb on return A, choose hall or plate, decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds, we want lively, not washed out, pre-delay 20 to 45 milliseconds, that pre-delay is impact insurance, the dry hit lands first, the space blooms after, inside hybrid reverb, cut lows, low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Optionally high cut around 8 to 12 kHz if it's getting splashy. After hybrid reverb, add EQ 8 and high pass again around 250 to 400 Hz. Reverbs love to collect mud. And if it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. How to use it? Do not leave this send up all the time. Automate it so only certain hits bloom into space. End of a phrase. Pre-drop announcement. Call and response moments. That's where jungle drama lives. Return track B. Tape echo throw. Drop echo on return B. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Dotted 1/8 is great for bounce. Feedback 20 to 45%. Add a little wobble or noise if you want that old school tape vibe. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Put a limiter after echo just as safety, because throws can spike when feedback catches a loud syllable. Automation tip. Throw echo on single syllables, not the whole word. Think rewind. Throw it on wind, or even just the end consonant. You'll get movement without clutter. Now, one of the biggest impact tricks, sidechain space. If your raga hit is fighting your kick and snare, it won't sound big. It'll sound like everything is competing. At the end of your raga chain, add compressor and enable sidechain. Sidechain input, your drum group, or a kick and snare bus. Ratio 2:1. Attack very fast. 0.5 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower threshold until you get about 1 to 3 dB of ducking when the drums hit. That tiny dip creates a psychoacoustic hole, so the drums smack, and the raga element still reads clearly. Extra coach move, if it still feels messy, don't only duck it. Nudge the raga hit by 5 to 20 milliseconds, so it's not landing in the exact same transient window as the snare. Sometimes timing is the cleanest impact tool you've got. Next, we build a drop impact bus so the moment feels cohesive. Group your drums and your raga elements together. Do not put your sub bass in this group. We want the sub stable and separate. On that group, add EQ 8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz to clean rumble. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 350 Hz by 1 to 2 dB. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on loud sections. Soft clip on, subtly, just to catch peaks. Optional. Add saturator after glue. Very gentle. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This is density and glue, not distortion drop. Limiter only if you need safety while producing. Ceiling around minus 0.8. Don't slam it. If you're pushing the limiter hard, you're masking impact, not creating it. Now let's talk arrangement. Because jungle impact is as much about what you remove as what you add. Move 1. The 1 beat mute before the drop. In the bar before the drop, cut the drums on beat 4 or even half a beat. Let a raga shout hit, and throw reverb into that gap. When the drums come back on the downbeat, it feels twice as big because the ear reset. Move 2. Siren tail into silence. Let a siren rise for 1 to 2 bars. Put auto filter on it. Start with a low pass around 1.5 kHz and open it toward 12 kHz into the drop. Then kill it right before the first kick and snare. Use a gate or volume automation. That hard stop is impact. The silence is part of the sound. Move 3. Call and response with the snare. Place a short vocal hit right after the snare, on the E or the end. Keep it short and mid-focused, so it talks with a break instead of stepping on it. And a bonus move that feels very old school. Automate a gentle high pass on the drum bus for the last 1 to 2 beats before the drop, even up to 120 Hz, then snap it back at the drop. The low end return feels massive, with the same actual peak level. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. First, over-verbing. If your ragga element sounds big only because it's drenched, it's not impact, it's blur. Your dry hit should feel complete with the sends at zero. Second, too much distortion before EQ. Harshness stacks fast. Shape the tone going into roar or saturator. Third, fast compression that flattens transients. If the attack is too quick, you steal the crack. Fourth, letting ragga elements fight the snare in the same mid-range at the same time. If both peak together, nothing feels loud. Fifth, stereo low mids. Wide low content can make the whole drop feel unstable, especially in mono. Utility and high pass are your friends. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice plan so this becomes muscle memory.